It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. Though I may not know your name, or your face, or where you live, and though I may not know precisely what's happening in your life today, I think about you every day. And as I do, I ask myself the same question over and over. As people go about their lives, often struggling in some way, what can I offer that is helpful and real and significant? In response to that question, I've written a blessing that I hope you'll take to your heart. May this week's offering touch you in some positive way. In recent weeks, two things have repeatedly come to my awareness. The first is the growing division and unrest in this country and around the world as passions and fears and uncertainty continue to intensify. The second is the luminosity that's at the very heart of each one of us as human beings. Of the former, I have many unanswered questions and concerns. Of the latter, I have absolute certainty. My hope is that individually and collectively, the light in us will soothe the pain that is felt in us and between us, and that together we can heal and we can find ever more meaningful ways to communicate. In last week's podcast, I considered what each of us can do to embrace ourselves and those around us as we become more fully alive. This week, as I've done before in keeping with the tradition of my Celtic ancestors and my own faith, I offer a blessing that I hope you'll hear again and again, allowing it to sink in, bringing comfort to you, if nothing else. To quote the late Irish poet John O'Donohue, whose writing continues to inspire mine, "May a slow wind work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life." Truth be told, if I could wrap you right now in love and peace and encouragement, I would do precisely that. After all, that's one of the biggest aspects of my commitment to you and to myself through these newsletters and podcasts. I can't change the world, but I can steadfastly offer the light and love and grace. The primary inspiration for what I offer today is our ongoing partnership. I pray these words of blessing may sing to you in some special way. If I could personally speak them to each of you with all the warmth and love that is in me, I would. May you feel that warmth and all the love I have as you listen. On the day when the world leans in, its massive weight all but crushing you, and your heart pounds in your chest, and your head is too full, and your thoughts refuse to clear, and your darkest fears arise, and you feel that hope is far and gone, and you cannot see the way in front of you. May your light-filled breath arise within you, washing through you and over you, enlivening you like a freshening breeze that lifts and fills your slackened sails, carrying you through and beyond the turmoil, to a place that is safe and strong, to a place that is calm and quietly alive, to a place where you are infinitely loved. And in the nights when sleep won't come, or will not stay long enough for you to truly rest, and you waken again and again, tossing and twisting and turning, fretting and wrestling with the voices of your tangled and knotted thoughts, thoughts that confound and confuse you, distracting you from what is good. May the voice of your deepest knowing return to you with such crystalline clarity that it sweeps from your mind and heart every thorn of conflict and doubt and fear, opening you again to who and what you are, a sacred being in a place of ceaseless change, a child of wonder and grace and delight, a timeless embodiment of the divine. And when peace settles in you again, as beyond a doubt it surely will, and your breathing slows, and your vision clears, and your heartbeat eases in your chest, and you find yourself becoming still again, and you remember what you've always known, and you smile at home within yourself, may you feel every lock and chain and shackle breaking loose and falling away, leaving you unfettered, unbound, and unafraid, leaving you complete and intact, leaving you as whole and free as a child, returning you to the light of your own being, bringing you back to the love that is always in you, reawakening you to the oneness of all life. As the words of this blessing continue to weave themselves through you and around you, here is this week's single beautiful question. If you were to write a blessing to yourself that you would speak every day, a blessing that would lift and inspire you, what grace and wisdom and hope would you offer? Let me ask it again. If you were to write a blessing to yourself that you would speak every day, a blessing that would lift and inspire you, what grace and wisdom and hope would you offer? Write and tell me what emerges. I really want to know. As I say each week, my light with your light. Thank you again for joining me in these podcasts as we awaken to living in more effective ways. My goal is for each of us to live better lives and create better possibilities for ourselves, for one another, for the world, and for our beautiful planet home. I'm always open to your comments and your feedback. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's KOSMOS Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. At the Beautiful Question website at thebeautifulquestion.com, you'll find an archive of all my podcasts, including episodes 3 and 4, guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. Soon you'll be able to read transcripts of each podcast as you listen, and there'll be links to a number of other offerings to challenge and inspire you. As always, if you find these podcasts useful, don't hesitate to share them or tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.